This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry Nichols has got to go, but I want him in his own words. We're up against the break. Some of it was getting cut off. Recap, the Supreme Court justice he talked to without giving the name, we have that info. We saw last week when he was on, he's out in the countryside, black SUV pulling in, pulling out. When he go outside, he got a photo of it. The police came. He's called the local police. They talked to him and said, hey, we're Homeland Security. There's nothing you can do. And did they really have the smart mouth comment, Larry, that Mr. Nichols is going to be going to Gitmo?
He got a one-way ticket to Gitmo. Now, I don't know. I mean, I didn't talk to him, but I can't imagine where the PD would have gotten a comment like that. That's not something they would have said.
So you know the local PD well. You've been there forever. I mean, describe what happened there, and then in a minute or two, recap that you're saying, and you're a credible guy over the years for me, that you talked to Supreme Court Justice, and the word is there's going to be there's going to be a federal investigation, and there's also a parallel private one. Go ahead.
Right. Well, first off, what happened last week is right on the air, while we were talking, I go to let the dog out and do his little wee-wee break. What did I find in the driveway? A black SUV. I walk outside to see what it is. They back up to the end of the driveway. Well, I turned around thinking they were just turning around. I walked back to the door. They pull back up. I turned back around, walked back out. And I knew something was up then. Two bruisers sitting in the front seat. The windows were blackened on the side, but I could see through the front window. That's how close they were. And then I finally got a picture through the phone. That happened. That's just coming. We're not in America anymore, folks. This isn't America like we thought it was. Now, Scalia, there's going to be a joint investigation, one by the government through a special prosecutor, the other through an independent parallel, so that there can be no doubt as to the credibility of the investigation.
Larry, start over. That's your Skype cut out magically. Start over again on the investigation.
There's going to be a parallel, dual investigation, one by a special prosecutor for the government and the other by a special private investigation unit, so that there can be no doubt as to the findings of what happened to Justice Scalia. That's coming. And as soon as it does, step by step, I'm told I will know. And if I know, you will know, Alex. And all I can say to everybody in closing, believe in Donald Trump. Please, let's work. And Alex, we'll be dealing with these things coming up, what they're planning in the convention and all that, and we'll talk about what we can do to stop it. But, folks, this is our time. This is our country. And I think, Alex, you'll join with me. We lose this election, there ain't going to be another. It's over.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Nichols, for joining us. Clearly, the entire power structure is against him. Because they don't know who he is. Well, we see what he's doing, and we know it's a better move than Hillary. And so, regardless, this is an epic time to be alive. Thank you so much, Mr. Nichols.
You bet, Alex. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. And if you're watching right now, he's leaving us now. Larry is battling cancer. He's been coming on the show for 20 years. He never asked for support. He came on probably 50 times back in like 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000 during the Clintons. And I had him on a few times since then. He never asked for anything, never wrote a book, never did anything. But he was a successful guy in business, everything. Now he's out there battling cancer. Even has a tracheotomy in. And I'm going to put his address up on screen for folks who support him. The more medical care he gets, the longer they can keep him alive. He's been open about that. He just wants to stay alive through this election. And he's a tough guy. Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And his PayPal is nicholslive@aol.com. And he has been getting some donations. He wanted to thank all of you for that. He's been able to get some of the medical care he needs. We were up there about 4 months ago and shot a documentary with him. And we're going to probably edit that in with all this new information. And he literally is living hand to mouth with the cancer. He's been battling for several years, lung cancer. And it's progressed. But he's a fighter. And he's literally, like he said, he's bored. If they're going to just come kill him, just come on. I'm kind of in that position. Hey, you know, it's just I'm not afraid of these people anymore. At least I'm not traitorous sacks of garbage like they are. At least I can look my children in the eyes and feel like a man.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Black tie. Yeah, LaGrange, they got some real, really nice girls down there. And coming to you from just north of LaGrange, Austin, Texas, I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide from the Lone Star State. Diamond ring, I ain't missing. All right, let's get serious here. I want to open the phones up. We got some special reports coming up as well, and a ton of news that I've mentioned some of but haven't drilled down into yet. What do you think about the caucus in Nevada? What do you think about Super Tuesday coming up next Tuesday? What do you really think about Donald Trump? What do you think about Hillary Clinton? What do you think about what you just heard with Larry Nichols and the state of the world? I've not known Larry Nichols a lot of me in the 20 years I've known him. And the fact that he talked to Supreme Court Justice that says the word is there's going to be a special investigator assigned to this, and there's also a parallel private case. And you add to that Dick Cheney's quote when he was asked about his friend Scalia being found dead. He said, no comment. precedent. What do you think about all of that and the subjects I'm about to go over right now? We're doing it again. First-time callers, give you a chance to call in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, let's get back into the political correct stack because I didn't finish that. I want to recap it, talk about what a cult this is. CBS News, Black Lives Matter protesters interrupt MAGMIL demonstration in support of Apple not giving over the nation's passcodes. And by the way, Bill Gates, of course, is for Apple giving up their codes because then they'll all be penetrated and wide open like PCs. And this is about breaking encryption. This is a referendum on that. Nothing to do with getting into these phones. They can go get the phone records and ISP records of everything they did from the phone company and from the Internet service provider, and they know it. You think you're erasing your history on your computer? It's not erased at the Internet service provider or the phone company, and they know that. School district spending millions on white privilege training for teachers, and that's to sabotage and brain damage the kids into self-loathing. Hillary, white people need to recognize our privilege. In fact, can we cue up that piece from BuzzFeed that's gone viral? I never played that yesterday, where they asked the quote people of color about whites, and they say how bad whites are. This is racism publicly being exercised to create racial division. Hillary, white people need to recognize our privilege and practice humility. And then she came out and said she didn't get to be an astronaut when she was a little girl, not because she never tried to be one, not because she had any of the skills, just she wanted to whine. She's been suppressed. She's only made $300 million. She's only gotten to murder, you know, entire leadership of countries and let Al-Qaeda kill hundreds of thousands. I mean, she's such a baby. Oh, she was abused. Meanwhile, we should probably roll this footage in the background. Black Lives Matter advocates arrested for robbing, beating Marine veteran. First, the media said it wasn't a racial attack. Now they admit it is, and now there's footage. It's pretty powerful. In fact, before we go to the Hillary footage, or before we even go to the whites are evil video from BuzzFeed, can we pull up the Marine being attacked at McDonald's? Because it's just crazy. And then someone's approached, and because you're white or because you're a veteran, you get attacked. And listen, I'm not a racist, I'm not an idiot, I'm not a fool. But there are thugs of all races and groups, and people that get in gangs. You can go to the wrong area and rednecks will attack you. The wrong area, black thugs will attack you, or Hispanic thugs do this. But you do this with black gang members and others, there is an attitude, there is just you deserve to be robbed, you deserve to be beaten. What does the new Black Panther Party say out of Houston all the time? They're like, don't rob in the hood, go to the white areas and mug them. I mean, it's just don't mug anybody. And this is all pushed by the Ford Foundation, by Soros, and by the White House. Black Lives Matter advocates arrested for robbing, beating Marine veteran who just did nothing. They just beat him up and robbed him because he's white. Or he's a Marine Corps veteran. Police investigators said they took 17-year-old male and 17-year-old female into custody and charged them with aggravated assault and robbery. Man, I just don't get it. Even when it's veterans, people don't even fight back that much. I mean, somebody attacks me, I just go completely wild. I just don't get it. It would take, I don't know how I would just get in the fetal position and be beaten. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I've been overwhelmed and been tackled before by, you know, four or five people, and I just start biting huge chunks out of people. People go, that's crazy. No, I'm primal. I got teeth for a reason. And believe me, most people just hold back. They, you know, I couldn't bite a chunk out of somebody. You can bite right through somebody's blue jeans and just go right through. And I'm sorry. You know, it's just what has to be done. I just don't get it. See, people think if you're primitive, you're dumb. No. If you're modern, you're dumb. See, if you're primitive, you're wired into everything you got, including your higher intelligence, but also your bestial, primitive, caveman, bone-breaking, you know, you want to fight? You get in a real fight, somebody knocks you upside the head with a steel bar, it feels good. And I just don't get why people aren't ready to fight, politically or physically. It's pathetic. Excuse me. Continuing here. Obama administration changes rule to welcome immigrants with STDs, AIDS, tuberculosis, hepatitis. I mean, no country on earth does this. But see, it's about collapsing the country. It's about a hatred of America. Oh, and I'm afraid no matter what color your kids are, they're going to get the tuberculosis and all around the, and the TB. But that's okay, because it's racist not to want diseases. Suspect indicted in Jessica Chambers' burning death. Folks had said it was racially motivated a year ago, plus what happened now, they're admitting it, and they have arrested two people for grabbing the cheerleader, reportedly raping her and then pouring gasoline on her and killing her. But, you know, it's okay because she's white and they're black. So there you go. There won't be any national marches about this. There won't be any big... Maybe Hillary will come out and say she deserved it. You know, why not? Gloria Steinem won't talk about the jihadis running around murdering and raping and killing. Because Gloria Steinem and Hillary are conquerors of men and conquerors of America and conquerors of women and our families. They want to conquer humans, and that means the family. By the way, they pretty much conquered black people, and they're conquering everybody else. They break up the families, give you a thug culture, destroy everything. And then, when a lot of black people get up on their feet and become successful, they energize a new race war to create more division. That's the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Over 110,000 migrants have already crossed into Europe by sea in 2016 alone, AFP. Witch hunt for whistleblowers, German police probing cops who leaked Cologne sex assaults. Yeah, they're talking in Germany, France, Sweden, and other places. They're saying we're going to arrest the police officers that leak the crime statistics and leak the assaults because they won't be involved in the cover-ups. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease a peace are hung by those they tried to please. We try to look up who said that because I like to give people credit, but it's from the 1770s. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease a peace are hung by those they tried to please. See, it's the cowards in government. They're not all cowards, but the cowards in the FBI, the cowards in the ATF, the cowards in the federal marshals, the cowards in the whole DHS system that think because they've got a college degree and go shooting at the range and, you know, are on steroids and have big biceps and, you know, deadlift 600 pounds, and then they're in a culture of hating the patriots and hating the American people, that makes who you work for good or makes the crimes you commit okay because you have authority. But just know this, there are people sitting right next to you that know you're a little boy who's scared and who's following along with the system because of peer pressure and you yourselves have Stockholm Syndrome. Only a crazy person would go along with this takeover. It's called the final takeover, the final revolution by the technocrats in their own writings. You can look it up. Because it ends humanity as we know it and makes us dependent on a machine that the globalists control. And that's if they decide to even keep us around. That's why Drudge, did we ever find his tweet where he said, don't give into the brainwashing, go outside, feel the water, feel the air, feel the wind? Can we just go to his Twitter? I promise it's there. And I just want to put it on screen. I'm begging. Like, you guys do an excellent job, but I just really want that. Because it's that image of the Facebook head with all his slaves going into his world, his false reality, wearing the virtual reality goggles. And notice he doesn't have them on, and it says everything. They're squatting low like four-legged animals as the ascendant man walks by them. But he's not an ascendant man. He had to bring them low before he ascended. There it is. From his personal tweet, dear fellow humans, fight the coming brainwashing with all the energy you have left. Feel the water, the air, remember it. What an astute way to say it. I wish I could send out tweets like that. Sometime I do. But Drudge is good at staying quiet till he has that great little crystal moment. And me, I just blabber and there's a few little diamonds in there. Iraqi Kurds say Swedish teenage girl rescued from ISIS. Effort to open voting to illegal immigrants underway in New York City, officially. Illinois tried to legalize it last year. And the Justice Department's there to make sure it can happen. As Sweden collapses, Norway promises to close border. Norwegian Prime Minister is prepared for the worst. France describes it as their highway system has collapsed with the road bandits, the robberies. Just type into YouTube, immigrants rob on highway. It's just descended into road warrior. And the liberal socialists are all trained how to do what when they get attacked. They literally roll over, actually teach this at college campuses, and urinate on themselves. When you're attacked, you don't fight for your family. You get on the ground and start urinating. I'm not kidding. Look it up. This is what they've given us. A culture of death.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I absolutely must get into all this news, but I also want to go to your phone calls. We have more on the election, more on Hillary, more on the Apple situation with the FBI, more on the Supreme Court, more on Russia and the future of the dollar, more on persecution of Republicans, Christians, and libertarians, more on North Korea. Beijing overtakes New York City as billionaire capital of the world. That's just some of the news. I mean, I've got hundreds of stories here. I've been meaning to talk about Kanye West But it's so epic, I don't want to just mention it and not do it. I've been following it since last week when Pizza Hut has been trolling him. The guy's made over $300 million. I looked it up. And he now is $50 million in the hole. But that's only on houses and properties that he just needs to sell. He's only in the hole on those properties, and he's such a pig. He's such an arrogant, crazy person that he wants his fans to give him money, and they've already donated $2 million to this fund. And then he goes on TV shows and award shows and grabs mics away and says that other people are better than them, and he gives money to Black Lives Matter. You talk about the ultimate narcissist, crazy person. Yeah, that's not true. How do you pronounce the guy's name that raised the drug price 5,000+%? He looks more narcissistic than crazy. But, man, these two, imagine if you, yeah, Martin Shkreli, if you merge these two crazies together, what would you get? A self-entitled, just and $200 cruddy T-shirts and champagne he sells? And I know people who think they're so cool. Man, that's uncool. Man, that's uncool. And I'm not really a fan of Pizza Hut, but I'm going to have to go eat one of their pizzas just because they trolled the daylights out of him, saying, oh, we got a job for you, you know, come here. And they put out, you know, the fake resume that he supposedly returned to him. I want to troll Cayenne as well. Kanye, whatever his stupid name is. I mean, the emptiness, because I've been in Hollywood, I've been at the big mansions, the emptiness of these people. You couldn't pay me any amount of money to live at one of those mansions with, say, Kim Kardashian, and most people think she's God. All these women watch her shows every day and literally think that's how you govern your future and that that's a woman. I was on an elliptical machine once, and there was this show on, and it was like 45 minutes, because they had ads, of her just showing another purse, another piece of jewelry, another car she had, and then just cutting the yachts and stuff. And imagine, you've got people brought up in front of television, entitled, dumb. Parents don't teach them hygiene. They've never been disciplined. I mean, black, white, doesn't matter. And then they're watching these shows with all this incredible wealth, thinking that's like another planet, and they haven't ever attained success. I mean, I've talked to people that go, oh, my gosh, you've been at a party with, you know, Brad Pitt and Josh Brolin and Sean Penn and Francis Ford Coppola. What is it like? What is it? Just a bunch of neurotic, unhappy people with their neurotic, unhappy girlfriends. The food's a little better. You can fly on planes quicker and not go through airport security. But, you know, when a butler is on a jet giving you hors d'oeuvres, and there's women trying to pull your clothes off, people think, oh, that's the most wonderful thing on earth. You just get on these jets, and of course, I'm a family guy, I never did anything, and now I just don't even do it. I have opportunities all the time. And there's a butler serving you food, and then there's just women in bikinis. And you're just, and it's like they are just like the plate of strawberries and cheese and blueberries you're being offered. And champagne. And I don't just, oh, here's a woman. Here, let's get that bikini off right now. And it's not because I'm not a red-blooded man. It's because they've been dehumanized. And that's what it is out in L.A. All these rich guys, they all got a mansion, and it's all full of a bunch of young women. And, man, you talk about, I have been inside satanic ceremonies. When I snuck into Bohemian Grove, but before that, when I was a teenager in Dallas, they were always trying to get me to join it, so at least three times I was taken to one, not knowing it was one. I'm just going to leave it at that. I got out all three times, and man, they got pissed. But the point is that it was always women luring me into it. My life's been like a movie. Just look at it now. It just gets crazier by the second. This is Twilight Zone. And all that was training, though, for stuff later. And let me tell you something. Inside a satanic coven, I did not feel the soul-sucking death that I feel in Los Angeles. And that's why for me to even go out there, which I'm going to go out there very, very soon, Joe Rogan just got back with us. I'm going to go on his podcast. I'm going to visit with Chris Carter and others. I got a bunch of stuff to do out there. I'm not name dropping. I'm just saying, look, we're effective. We're having, you know, big change in the world. But for me, I have to literally Not just the stuff in the atmosphere and the dust and the people, but the spirit of it. Because I start getting sick as the plane comes in. Okay, it's satanic, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Our whole lives, from the day we're conceived to the day we die, is boot camp. I look back on my life and I think about all of it was training for what we now face. The same thing for you. Don't take the traumas of your life and fixate on them and use them to feel sorry for yourself and have this victim mentality. Use it to empower yourself. Use it and realize that maybe that happened to you so you can understand what's happened to other people so you can save them. The truth is we're on a planet in deep space. surrounded by dimensions we can't even see. Living in the most incredible, epic times our species has ever witnessed. It's like we're driving through the mountains. We see clouds above us, a veil. We're meant to drive through that veil, and above it will be the sun. And we'll be able to see for thousands of miles around us in all directions. Jakari Jackson shot an excellent in-depth report that will air in the next hour at the big body hack conference, body modification conference. They'll cover that when David Knight is hosting. It's excellent. I want to go to Eric and Rick and Jeremy and Frank and Daryl and others that are patiently holding. And then I'm going to get into the other news, military, political, you name it. There is a lot of it. I kind of went off on a rant about Kanye West, but that is true Satanism, in my view, is not some chick on an altar, you know, sex magic, all the rest of it. That's just the lure. Real Satanism is about only caring about yourself and getting into your own personal power and becoming delusional about that power and then hating everyone around you. And boy, there are reasons to dislike people. But instead of wanting to actually lift folks up, you revel in seeing them fall. And the devil, or the archetype, if you will, if you don't believe in these forces, those forces are real, but you don't believe it's spiritual in nature because you can't see it, just like you can't see photons from deep space, is the devil convinces you that if you make a deal, if you just commit to that force, if you use that evil logic, that twisted math, that the devil will give you power. The truth is you're a powerful being. You already have the power. The devil gives you the confidence to then use that power, but because you do it in service to the devil, you believe the power is coming from the devil. That's why the devil will try to get you to do bad things or do extreme things or do things that even make you stronger, even though they're bad, that are stressful, because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Stronger for evil, though, not for good. That's why Obi-Wan Kenobi, it's a great allegory. Darth Vader says, when I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. And he says, only a master of evil, Darth. Only a master of evil. Not a master of good. You don't think masters of good don't know everything the evil people know and more? We know so much, we wouldn't dare be part of that. But the weak particularly are drawn to evil because of its worldly power. There's no spiritual world. That's why the Satanists did everything they could to recruit me and failed. When I was 14, 15, 16, so bad we had to move down here from Dallas to Austin, Texas. There isn't spiritual power in the world. That the devil could obviously foresee the potential of what I would end up doing. And the devil sees the potential of what you could do as well. Now I'm going to stop ranting and go to your phone calls and into the news. I want to go to each person and move to the next. As I start pontificating on what you say, I won't get to anybody. And then David Knight's coming up. He'll probably have open phones as well. I want to move towards trying to take more calls. Not because there's some program director in the sky, but because I need to. Brain Force is back in stock. It's the best nootropic we've come up with. It just gives me incredible energy. It's a lot better than drinking that afternoon coffee, though the afternoon coffee is more enjoyable. It just doesn't have an effect on me anymore. Never really did. I can drink coffee and go to bed. You don't take this and go to bed. And it's not because it has stimulants in it. It's because it's got nootropics that are building blocks for normal metabolic behavior in the brain. It'll blow you away. We believe it's the ultimate brain pill, especially for the price. Can you buy some stuff? A lot of its prescription is $300. If it's better, yeah. But you're not going to find anything for $29.95 or even $50 or $60 that's close to BrainForce. I know leading competitors that sell their stuff for $40 and they admit to us, yeah, your formula is a lot better. And that's leading competitors. And I don't really see it as competitors. They do. InfoWarsLife.com, it's back in stock. The liver cleanse is back in with the gallbladder cleanse. Take it with the oxy powder. Incredible. See the informational videos. Very easy 6-day cleanse. You owe it to yourself to try this and to support the transmission. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we have an all-new product, the InfoWars Life Joint Formula. It's just 9 known organic ingredients that boost joint health and so much more. And, again, if you tried to buy all these together, it'd be at least twice this to have all these formulas together in one, all these compounds, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we have the new Hillary for Prison limited edition shirt in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, high-quality water filtration systems, promo code WATER to get 10% off at checkout. Sign up for AutoShip on many of the products, like the InfoWars Lifeline. This is how it works. Sign up for any of the products that are actually shipped from our offices with AutoShip, and we can give you 10% off. And almost everything is shipped from here. A few items aren't. Because obviously we can't say it's AutoShip and immediate if we don't have control of the supply chain. We don't sell stuff when it's backordered unless we say backordered, is my point. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Let's talk to Eric in Colorado. You're on the air. Thanks for calling today, Eric.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Also, thank you for calling.
Thank you to you and the InfoWarrior crew for opening my eyes and giving me the answers of why to all of my questions. The first thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is kind of predictive programming, if you will. Season 5 episode of Family Guy, Death is talking to Peter, and he says, oh, man, it's been a crazy day. Today, Supreme Justice Scalia was killed by Dick Cheney in a hunting accident. So I'm not sure, you know, if that's something worthy of merit being looked into, but it caught my attention.
That you could say because Cheney's friends with him famously, and Cheney shot one of his other friends in South Texas, pretty close to that area, about 100 miles away. And then the man famously apologized for Dick Cheney shooting him. True bizarre behavior. But I think all of us should pay attention to programming and TV. Everyone ought to have a hobby of taking clips out of TV, analyzing them, and then putting them on the web, because that's where most of the propaganda is entertainment. But real predictive programming, where it's bona fide, is where the CIA approaches the X-Files and says, have an episode where a jet flies in the World Trade Center to blame the Pentagon or to run by the... See, I try to speed up when I'm taking calls, and then I mess up. The CIA approaches and they say, we want an episode where a jet is flown into the World Trade Center by a secret group in the Pentagon, a rogue group, to blame it on Afghanistan and have martial law in America, but really the plane is remote control, there aren't hijackers. And that was an actual episode a year or less than a year, about 9 months before 9/11. And I was told by one of the stars of the show that the CIA had approached them on that plot and others. Now, I'm finally going to get to talk to Chris Carter soon. I can't wait to ask him about that. That's one of the few things I actually get excited about that will actually get me to go to L.A. And enter Mordor, where I think Satan must sit or something, because I don't get sick going anywhere but there. And every time I'm there, I just can't wait to get out. But I am going into Mordor for a couple days. I love Santa Cruz. San Francisco's even nice, even though it's a corrupt city. San Diego's okay. It's L.A., folks. So I will be looking into that. God bless you, Eric. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric. Or no, we talked to Eric. Rick in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, thank you very much, sir. Pleasure to talk to you. And the reason I called today was really I wanted to give a testimonial, and not to your product, but more to just the message that InfoWars stands for. I'm just going to a real short story, and I'm not going to take up any more time than necessary. Hopefully I can help kind of answer one of the questions you had a little bit ago.
Here's the deal. I'm not screening your call. There's this syndrome, though, where everybody screens calls. So once I get a caller on air, people ask, hey, can I talk about this? I don't know about that. Just go ahead and get your point out, brother.
Okay, all right. So the other day I got in kind of Facebook little fight with a buddy of mine or a guy I know, and I had posted about Obama making a joke about Scalia's death, and he said, oh, it was a bunch of clickbait. And so I like to make sure I'm putting out good information and everything. And I went and I looked up for myself on YouTube to find the video, and it showed multiple days of that entire governor's event, and I found, and I thought, in fact, that I had posted something that wasn't true or whatever. I had apologized to him, and something made me go and check again. So I double-checked, and sure enough, I pulled up the exact clip from the WhiteHouse.gov site. My message is this, that I want to, first of all, apologize for doubting, but I'm skeptical by nature. And secondly, I wanted to thank you for putting out good information, and if anybody's on their journey of becoming a believer in what's said here and become passionate about this movement and going for it, don't doubt. InfoWars puts out good information, and I don't know if this matters. Hopefully it can help another person. Maybe at that point they want to be able to do something.
Sure, well, here's the deal. If someone can't watch a clip of Obama and see him making a joke about Scalia and then figures out some way to say that's fake, that's their issue. I mean, I have people saying there's no world government or TPP doesn't exist or the Pope didn't call for world government. And we make mistakes sometimes in things, but overall, we're very accurate. And so I just, people that aren't awake by now are going to have to wake up on their own. And I let the dead bury the dead. I knock the dust off my feet. I appreciate your call, Rick. I don't think you should ever trust InfoWars. You should trust your own research and your own facts, but you shouldn't just also trust people that go, I hear Alex Jones, the CIA, address these claims. Let's just say I am. I'm not, but let's just say for the sake of argument, I am. Now, you're better than me. I wasn't successful on my own. You need to be successful and go out and fight tyranny. Let's just move along. I'm the bad man. The government, you know, makes all the decisions for the show. I don't do anything myself. I don't put my shoes on in the morning. In fact, I'm a robot. No, I mean, I'm being sarcastic. I don't want to make it about Alex Jones. Okay? I know the media does that. But Scalia died, and I said, watch, I bet they don't have an autopsy. And, of course, they didn't. The next day. And then the whole story fell apart. And then they say we're crazy to ask that question of known killers and known liars that run this government. They're bringing in record numbers of radical Muslims and lying about how many they're bringing in. So there's so much coming at us. It's not like it's my job to even tell everybody what's going on. It's your job to know what's going on. But of course people want to change the subject onto Alex Jones. Because then they don't have to go read the article at InfoWars.com by Kit Daniels. Dominant. Trump wins 1% of... Trump within 1% of Cruz's home state of Texas. That is a big deal. Dominant. Trump within 1 point of Cruz's home state of Texas. He was 10 points behind a week ago. In comparison, in 2008, Iowa winner won his home state by 40%. So the fact that Trump is leading and gaining in Texas and is close to edging him out shows how strong he is. He needs to win Texas. He needs to win Florida. He needs to win these key battleground states or they're going to try to steal the nomination. We've seen so much fraud. He's in this electoral process. He's the winner so far, and the whole system's against him, and they're so arrogant, they think they can continue to push this direction. But it's a big deal. It is a big, big, big deal. Coming up in the fourth hour before I go back to your calls, host David Knight is going to look at what's happening over in Moscow with the anti-smoking campaign using Obama's image. We'll also look at Bernie Sanders, a bum who didn't earn his first steady paycheck until 40. We'll look at Marine assaulted, what we were already talking about earlier. Trump supporting Eagles of Death metal singer says guns could have stopped attacks. In Paris, Syrian refugees admitted U.S. Paris attack. George, how do you say his name from Star Trek? Takai falls for Zika virus conspiracy theory. Brazil state bans pesticide after Zika claim. Justice Scalia died of a heart attack, according to officials now. We'll also look at John Rutherford's report. Was Scalia murdered? Former intel officer suspects foul play. I figured this was a typo. You guys brought me the show rundown that he writes right before he does the fourth hour. I don't care. It's a teleprompter free, and then things kind of disintegrate here in the third hour because I disintegrate. This is from the 17th. I knew. I said, boy, David Knight's covering a lot of old news. Oh, it's an old template. It's current. Okay, well, whatever. Interesting. Now, continuing here, folks, I will go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in California. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, this is Jeremy from Soul Sucking Los Angeles that you just brought up.
I feel sorry for you, brother.
I've been here my whole life. There's times that it's good. There's times that it's bad. But unfortunately, you know, it hasn't necessarily gotten any better. But what I called about was that I wanted to tell you what I really love this show and the way that it has this wide swath of aggregation and really just is you're definitely walking point for independent media. You haven't been for a while. What I am wondering, though, is that, like, with Amy Goodman and people like that that covered Occupy Wall Street, you have independent media journalist Pete Santilli in jail. And whether or not you agree with his content, agree with the spirit of his reporting and everything else like that, I know that there's been times there's been back and forth. But, Alex, I want to ask you right now, where are you at in supporting an independent media journalist that is in jail for being an independent media journalist?
There's all sorts of media people in jail, so I don't know specifically what you're talking about.
Well, you know what David Knight does? And I think that you need to get with him because this is all about Oregon. It's tying in with the Bundys. It's tying in with the BLM.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. You don't have to all be cryptic. Everybody, I guess it's like a flotilla of callers today to make it about me. Want me to go away? Would you be better off then?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
I'm going 5. 5 minutes of the next hour to hit a few more of these news stories I haven't gotten to in the day the night takes over. And the computer did print off an old show. I was right. On the 24th day, David Knight, that's this Wednesday, we'll be covering just a bunch of incredible information. What shipping containers Smoot, Hawley, and Ferris Bueller tell us about trade policy? Largest container ship in history docks on the Pacific, another example of one-sided trade law with China. We're going to break that down. He's going to get into the Supreme Court justice, talks favorably about jury nullification as lower court strikes down Nevada fallout. We're going to have Jakari Jackson in the studio with the Body Hack Report from the Body Hack Conference. Really amazing stuff that he covered there. We'll also go through the conspiracy theory about the Internet of Things. They admit that the light bulbs through data over power line will be like smart meters in your house, spying on everything you do, including watching you. Because the new light bulbs actually have little transmitters that send out light that bounces back. They can use it like sonar. And it controls your computers. That's even in the Associated Press. But other media saying it's a conspiracy theory if you don't like it. This and so much more with David Knight in the fourth hour. I want to, again, go to some more of your phone calls right now. There's another story out of the Daily Beast saying Trump's remorseless delegate math means Rubio and Cruz are screwed. And that's why Drudge is right with the headline, the nominee today, with an image of Donald Trump, because he's already got it won with the current numbers. The only reason they're keeping the other candidates in is to try to have the Republican establishment bring Trump down. Trump needs to win Texas and Florida, so the Democrats are facing a major competitor when he wins the nomination, and so they can't steal the nomination with a broker convention coming up at the RNC. And believe me, I'm going to be there for the RNC, and other crew members are going to be there, not just Richard Reeves. We're going to have a big presence there from the entire 4 days of the RNC. The nightly news is coming up tonight, by the way, at 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. Right now, let's go to Frank. Let's go to Frank in Maryland. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Let me say first thanks to your supporters. They are the greatest.
Thank you, sir.
Informed. They've helped me compassionate-wise and wonder-wise. They've helped me in many ways. Now, with you, you are the greatest speaker of this time right now.
I am not. I'm babbling half the time, especially about the third hour. But go ahead, sir.
Anyway, keep doing it. You're not going away anywhere. Your words live on. Your spirit will live on. It'll keep going on. It doesn't matter.
Well, God bless you. You know, when I opened the phones up, I just wanted to hear what people thought about Trump and Nevada and about the election and everything. And that's great. But it's got to, that's like Limbaugh used to say, no more dittos. I don't even want dittos. Just thank you. I appreciate you. But we just can't talk about me individually all day. What do you think about Trump, brother? What do you think? Please.
Wow. I would have said your supporters are the greatest anyway. They've helped me out.
Well, they're awesome folks. There are a lot of patriots out there. Frank, what do you think about Trump?
I'm talking about Trump right now. In regard to Jeb Bush people coming over, those are voters. You're going to have delegates who come over, try to influence the other delegates who have been supporting Donald Trump, other people. You got to be aware of that, investigate that, because they were put into delegate position through a process.
I agree. Will Bush try to throw his votes, his delegates he put in, super delegates basically, it's the same thing, to somebody like Marco Rubio? That's a great point.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're going to put it towards Donald Trump. They'll try to influence him to take a vice president or whoever they want to put in or whatever they want to do. It's not just that, vice president.
Great point, and that's why I didn't want you to thank me, Frank. I love you to death. You spent like a minute on that and 30 seconds on a key point. That's another great thought. Like you did with Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush in 1980. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.